Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
It's a big day. Get ready, folks. 5 o'clock tonight. 5 o'clock tonight. Big day. Why is it a big day?
Wait a minute. What? 5 o'clock tonight? We just had the trade deadline. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's bigger.
I know what you're talking about.
Major League Baseball free agency begins at 5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Know our team's going to be just.
I heard they're going to be buyers.
Major League Baseball free agency starts at 5.
Yeah.
So when does that mean it starts for the Guardians?
Do we have a sound effect that we can use?
February, with guys who are left?
Do we have a buzzer?
That's an inside joke, Dan.
We'll fill you in, Bert.
I have two guys who are perfect Guardian signings that we'll get into a little bit later on. The Cavaliers got Darius Garland back on the floor, put up about 197 points, beating the Joel Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers. That was well done. And the Browns season teeters on what happens coming up on Sunday.
Oh,
welcome to Baskin and Phelps, everybody. Menigan's looking at me. It's like, I came back from 3 days off for this?
You're better than washing windows.
Dan Menigan's back, ladies and gentlemen.
This is far better than washing windows.
I know our relationship runs real deep. I have no idea. Did you even leave town?
No.
He stayed home and worked on the house.
I stayed home and cleaned up the estate.
Oh, man. What a deal.
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps.
Yeah.
We have goodies galore today. Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider.
Yes.
11 o'clock. Andrew Siciliano.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He calls the play-by-play. Andrew joining us at 11:20. Daryl Ryder will be with us at 1:20. In between, we're going to hear the man who's calling plays.
Yes.
Tommy Reese at 11:55.
Could you say you're back? Not even back. 5 minutes.
The kid's 33 years old. Leave him alone.
Hey, you want to hear?
I'll say this. Based on what we've heard from Tommy Reese in the past, he makes Kevin Stefanski's press conferences riveting.
You know, the other day when you weren't here and we ran
and we
Kevin Stefanski's
like crazy,
press conference,
by the way,
we had callers that were calling in saying thank you for carrying the press conference, because now that we know Tommy Reese's. Everyone was
Kevin
taken aback.
I'm giving play calling duties to Tommy during a press conference, Dan.
During
news,
a press conference.
Information,
people
Dan.
People found out things that happened there.
How about
and the
that?
Phone lines were lit.
Boom.
They were like, why don't you guys do more of this? And I was like,
were they?
No.
I didn't think so.
It just sounds good for him. He wasn't here. How would he know? Why are you turning me in?
I just love how in one sound effect,
Narc.
Cattle prod the both of you. It's outstanding.
So what do we have coming up on Sunday? Here's what we have in New York. We have two teams, New York Jets.
They're football teams, too,
1-7. Cleveland Browns, 2-6. CBS Sports has put out their midseason team grades.
Oh, got to be all
Jets get
merging.
An F, Browns get a D. That's what we have coming up on Sunday.
We are totally getting into a better school than them.
Can I tell you this? That was a funny line. Can I tell you this? Mm-hmm. The season teeters on what happens on Sunday. The rest of the season teeters on what happens.
Do you really believe what you're saying?
Dustin, one of our sales guys, hit me up downstairs when I was buying a losing lottery ticket.
He said, this
is the Dylan Gabriel breakout game, 31 points on the board.
Wow.
I thought, Dylan, you've been drinking so early in the morning?
Or Dustin.
Dustin? Sorry, Dylan. I'm thinking Dylan Gabriel. He burned it in my head. I thought he's drinking too early in the morning.
You can just get a paper bag if you really need one. I see guys, they have that. It's like a fashion statement.
If the Browns can come out and win on Sunday against the Jets, which I expect them to do, by the way.
Oh, Jeff Phelps predicts a win.
I expect them to win. Then all of a sudden, Andy, okay, you're 3-6. You have some winnable games coming up. Yes, they're all winnable, Jeff. That's why they play them. You have some winnable games coming up.
Any given Sunday.
And we'll see what can happen. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. Nobody expects them to make the playoffs after a 2-6 start. But it just doesn't behoove an NFL franchise in midseason to not try to win football games. And I think
that's... You're saying it's okay late in the season?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Last game of the year when you sit your starting quarterback for no apparent reason? Yeah. Yeah, if that jumps you 3 or 4 spots, I get it.
Load management, Jeff. It's a real thing. I don't know why you poo-poo it. Load management is a real thing. And sometimes you need that last game of the season off so you can have a longer offseason.
If they...
One more week of healing.
If they lose to the New York Jets and drop to 2-7, and a Jets team that's not good, their offense isn't, even though they have better, I think, skill position talent than the Browns, they're not very good. Their quarterback play, not very good. Their defense just traded away their two best players. If you lose to that team, Andy, that
you suck, Jeff.
You really do.
I mean, let's not sugarcoat.
You really do.
They should win this week. Will they? That's another story. Can they get to 20 points, I think, is the other part of it. Can they get to 20
points? Dustin says that Dylan's going to break out and get 31 points.
Oh, well. Tillman being back makes a difference.
Maybe.
Maybe we have a healthy offensive line.
Is Jameis coming back to throw him the ball?
Wow, are you that down? You sound like Darryl Ryder.
No, I'm not down on Dylan. All I'm saying is the only time we've seen Cedric Tillman look like the guy we want him to be is when Jameis was throwing him the football. That's nothing against anybody, except maybe a compliment to Jameis. Do you agree with me? I honestly think this is such a pivotal game for the Browns in a miserable season. I get that. Miserable season. But, Andy, they lose to the Jets and keep sliding. I would assume we're looking at coaching changes at the end of the year, maybe front office changes. If they beat the Jets, go to 3-6, pick up a few more wins down the road, improve on last year's lousy record, I think they might roll it back again. And there might be a little momentum going into the offseason.
So who is this important for? The coaches staff? The fans? Ownership?
Like, yes. Well, I don't understand. Yes.
If they lose, they lose. It's
who
like,
wants to see their team look like garbage?
No one does. Exactly. I get it. But, I mean, if they lose the game, they lose the game. You know, when the season's over, you'll go back and
Andy,
go,
this is the Jets, hey,
man, not a bad deal. They lost to the Jets, I guess,
bad.
After all. Guess what? We're bad too, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
Our offense is bad.
Well, no kidding.
I mean, we sit here and say,
that's why I'm telling you it's a pivotal point of the season.
We're going to roll over the Jets. They're 1-7. They have one road win.
I didn't say that.
No, but I'm listening to people say
I think they're going to win.
I think the Jets are a football team too.
I think the Jets are too. They have some weapons. Garrett Wilson is good. Breece Hall is good.
Although he's questionable, isn't he?
Mason Taylor's looking good. Jason's kid.
Our offense has to wake up. That's the whole thing. And again, you're relying on three rookies, really, to get things done for you. I don't think that's it's not a tangible way to win. And you're saying Gabriel, Judkins, Fannin. I mean, those guys are doing everything. Njoku, you throw them in there too, but he's not a rookie.
In the NFL, Andy, you got to start trying to build that winning culture. You have a lot of young guys. You don't want them to go through a complete garbage season. If you can avoid it. And going out and beating the Jets and maybe getting some things moving in the second half of the season, a great way to do that.
I hear in your voice the importance of this game. Yes, this game is important, but it's the NFL. It's like the Jets aren't coming here. I would think the guys who are on this team right now for the Jets are a little upset. You've also got guys that are coming in who are now trying to prove themselves to say, hey, I understand we traded these two good defensive players, so I'm going to step up now.
Well, remember,
I want my opportunity. It's next man up for them.
If you're looking for a team that is saying, hi, we're playing for next year, it's the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, they just traded their two best. The organization is saying that. I don't think the players are saying that.
No, but that's in the NFL, if you care to try to position your team to do better in the draft and build for the future, you trade away really good players for draft picks.
Yeah, that's not just exclusive to the NFL. That's
No, but it's in the NFL, I think it's tougher to do.
Because there's so few games?
Because there's so many players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One player, hey, we positioned ourselves and moved up 5 picks in the first round. We moved up 10 picks, and then you pick the wrong guy. And he's one of, 22 starters or key guys and one of 80 guys in the building. As opposed to the NBA where you tank and you get a guy like Wembanyama or whatever and, you know, changes the fortune of your franchise. The only guy that can do that in the NFL is a quarterback and not even by himself. That's why, go ahead and win some games here, Browns.
I agree.
Let's get some games.
To win. You have 2 first-round picks. There's no guarantee that if you take the number one overall pick, you got a 50-50 shot on that.
Say it.
And, so just go play and win. Just go win, whatever happens. So you may not get the first quarterback available that maybe you wanted, and it forces you to take another quarterback in the draft. Don't mess with the football gods, boys. Just go out there, play football. If you lose, then you lose. But you got to try to win. I can't imagine anybody on this team wakes up Sunday morning and goes, oh, you know what? Let's suck today. I don't want to win. Let's help out the team. You know what? Even better yet, let's help out the team by me playing bad so they can draft someone to take my job. I don't see that.
I think it's pivotal this weekend. Pivotal game for the Browns. And I know they're 2-6. But it's pivotal, I think, for the attitude of this team, the attitude of the young guys, and just trying to maybe, if you're the coaching staff, if you're the front office, you might need to win some games if you want to be around here next year. Pivotal. Pivotal game for the Browns. And yeah, I know they're 2-6. And I say pivotal because a win maybe gets some things moving in the right direction. Maybe establishes some of the young guys moving forward. Maybe buys the coach and the general manager more goodwill with ownership. They're back next year. The program rolls on. You lose to the Jets, Andy?
Yeah.
Katie, bar the door.
What? I don't understand. I think you're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Well, Andy, it's 10:23 and we're going till 2, baby.
Well, I'm just saying, I think, but by the way, as a public service message, Dan, tell me if you've got this.
Thank you, Dana.
Tell me if you've received the message, because I probably got it 7 or 8 times in the last 2 days. This is a public service message to all those people that ask me and think it's actually true. It is not true. The game has not been flexed to 4 a.m. on Tubi. Okay? Stop. It is not.
Oh, I had it at 5 a.m. on gas station TV.
Oh, I watch that every once in a while, don't you?
Yeah, right there. Maria Menounos
is on there all the time, isn't she?
Yeah.
There's some good programming on
there.
And
they'll put Browns Jets on there and have Maria Menounos. I'll get that out somehow.
Yeah, she's going to hold up a picture and call it the highlight of the game. Yeah.
She'll come in every so often and give us entertainment news so we can zone out from watching it.
Yeah. And actually, it's kind of like music when you're on hold. Mm-hmm. It makes filling up your tank go by quicker. God bless you, Maria. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Well done. Helping out humanity. So, Jeff, just so you know, again, are we not talking sports?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the game being on gas station TV.
And I'm talking about the fact that people think the game is on Tubi and has been flexed to 4 a.m.
I just want people to know while they're filling up where they can see the game.
That's right.
This could end up being an absolutely pivotal game for so many reasons. Clark is in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Clark, are you calling from a phone booth, and are you ready to change into your Superman outfit?
You know what?
I can't even go into the phone booth right now because I'm just so upset and I feel like I have an anxiety attack in it.
I'm sorry. At least yeah, you found the phone booth. That's good.
I did find. Well, you know, I'm Superman. I got to know where that's at.
Wait a minute. You look like a totally different person when your glasses are on. I don't get it. Okay.
Next. I know. It's amazing how people fall for that. It's almost like how people are falling for this whole Browns thing. You know what? Let's rip off the Band-Aid.
Here we go.
You know, Jeff, you said that no one wants to see their team look like trash. Well, our team is trash, and I don't need them to pretend to be something else for a week against a really, really bad team that just lost its two best players probably. I don't need that. That facade, you know, that those glasses, I don't need them. I want this team to blow up. I would almost prefer they lose. I don't want to go Ooh. That far, but honestly, I'm good with it because I need Stefanski and his whole coaching staff in the front office. Let's go. We've seen who they are. We've had them here for a while. They won two playoff teams. Nobody should still have, they should not still have their job. I think that's pretty much a consensus for anybody that's working. And let's just get past this.
All right.
All right, Clark. I understand your point of view. But, Clark, you get a win. Harold Fannin looks great. Dylan Gabriel plays well. Maybe you have some hope at quarterback. The offensive line blocks well for Quinshon Judkins. You get a running game. You have a new play caller in place.
A little kickstart
for a good run to end the season, carrying into next year.
I like our players better than I like our coaches. And I would love to see these players get a chance under better coaching. We've not seen the ability to develop players pretty much at any position, maybe tight end or were they just good. So let's give these kids a fighting chance with someone new.
All right, Clark.
All right, Clark. Take care of Lois for us.
Clark has a perspective there that I don't want to agree with, so I won't, but it's an interesting perspective.
I just feel like the defense is on a different plane from this whole conversation on all that stuff. Like if people,
the defense is good. It's not great, Andy.
At times, early in the season, it was borderline great.
Okay.
You know, the only
they're giving up a lot of points. They're on the field a long time.
Yeah, and they've had a lot of short fields too, Jeff.
I just said that.
I know, but
there's no question.
There's only one drive all season that I kind of go back and go, man, the defense. What happened there? And that was against Minnesota. That's it. I don't really have too many.
You win the game.
Yeah, I don't really have too many complaints about the defense at all.
I haven't complained about the defense. I'm just saying it's not like the,
when Myles Garrett can have five sacks in a game, they're doing something right.
Not the purple people eaters. Julio is in Lorraine. Hello.
If they were
Julio.
Winning, would they be though? If this team was winning.
Ah, fellas, man, I got a big bowl of vomit right now.
Oh, bro, that's not
what'd
good.
What'd you have for breakfast? Bad eggs.
I had Browns news. That's what I had with 2% milk.
Julio.
Oh, at least you're saying healthy. At least it's healthy.
Keep the fat down. That's good.
I'm trying to be as calm and civil as I can possibly be right now, but hear everybody talking. We had 2 weeks, you know, to get ready for the Jets. I mean, we're talking about we're getting ready for Girl Scouts. I mean, you know, high school football game. That's what we're getting into.
Oh, man, there's some good high school. We're talking about one high school is looking at bringing in a major college coach, what I hear.
So who's going to be irrelevant about this game? Like, what are you trying to see on a team that's tanking? A team ain't probably even going to show up. It just don't make no damn sense. Like, okay, now the other way is that if we were getting ready for a team like Detroit Lions, right, then we can see what's going to be popping off, man. But we had 2 weeks to get ready for the so-called Girl Scouts Jets.
Julio, they're the next team on the schedule, and you better beat them.
And I'm just saying, you know what? We can run up the score. Man, I mean, we can just go crazy on this. But this ain't the game to evaluate anybody.
But Julio, I don't know.
They do have a one-game winning streak going.
Let me take you in this direction, Julio. You're backing up exactly what I'm saying, because if they don't beat this team, how pivotal is that for this team? If they don't beat this team that you're calling the Girl Scout team, although I've seen some very athletic Girl Scouts, if they don't beat this team, what's that say?
Right. And then listen here, right? Say say if, you know, Gabriel goes out the next two games and whatever, and, you know, we lose. And then we want to pop in Shador. That ain't fair for Shador because, damn, the teams are already like, all right, we ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to put this effort out. I'm not going to do this. And then Shador's going to look bad. And then one other thing, too, I need an apology from you guys because about a week ago, I was bringing up this new stadium. And I'm like,
yeah,
you know what?
It was a bad time to bring it up to, dude. It was just a bad. We weren't talking about that. We were talking about Joe Flacco. No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love your phone calls, man, but just stay with the program. That's all we're asking. Just stay. You know what? You ever line dance and you feel like you got two left feet and everybody else doing something else? You had two left feet that day. We love you. Okay, I just want you to know.
I don't know you, Julio. I know that.
Just hold on. Just 5 seconds real quick.
You got five.
I was telling everybody that they might be holding back Shador, letting him learn the NFL. And in about 2 or 3 years, when that stadium is up and running, man, let that boy leash out. Get the tickets. He's going to entertain everyone. And then, you know, you guys are like, that's not going to happen. Well, you know what?
Oh, this must have been a different phone call. Sorry, that was a different phone call.
Julio, what's wrong with what you just laid out? To me, that makes perfect sense. Julio, thank you. If you have a guy who lasted until the fifth round, let him develop. And you roll him out in the next two, three years.
Is right.
Great. What's wrong with that, Andy?
No, I have no problem with that. I must have had him confused with a different phone call.
He must have had us confused with a different show.
No,
I don't remember. I don't remember actually even hearing from him. Chuck's in a car. Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Welcome, bud.
How are you guys?
We're doing fine, Chuck.
You sound fine. So, Phelps, you said it would behoove the Browns to beat the Jets. Well, not only that, but it would also benefit them.
Thank you very much.
Do the rim shot.
It'll behoove you to take care of your uvula, you know.
Can you say that on the air?
It's an old Saturday Night Live joke.
Easy for you to say.
Thank you.
You remember a couple years ago when the Browns had the Jets beat at home and lost in the last, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah, that was the game.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Chubb went into the end zone. All he had to do was go out of bounds. Anyway. Any given Sunday, they say that for a reason. You know, I definitely want to see them beat the Jets, but you don't know what's going to happen. They're all professional football players, for God's sakes. That's all I got. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. Jets do have some talent on offense. Now, do they have a quarterback who can let that talent thrive? I don't know. Breece Hall's the real deal at running back. He's good. Garrett Wilson's the real deal. They just brought in two young wide receivers. I don't know what kind of an impact they might be able to have right now. But they have some guys. If you don't beat this team, what does that say about our team? That's the biggest point, because that's why I say it's so pivotal. You don't win this one. What are you going to win the rest of the way? Matt is in North Canton, home of the Hoover Vikings and others. Matt?
Hey, I don't know if this has been brought up or not. It's probably been thought of. If with Tommy Rees taking over, has there been any thought that Tommy Rees could Ray Farmer Stefanski? Because remember how Ray Farmer was, Miami was going to hire him and everything else, and the Browns, they're like, oh, we want to keep him. So we just made him GM. And Reese, we know, is how highly thought of, and he's probably going to get head coaching in college, head coaching interviews in college. Yeah. Is it possible that if he does well the rest of the year, he could be considered the next coach if they decide to move on from Stefanski? Somebody brought it up in work, and I'm like, hey, it's a Ray Farmer thing. Thanks, guys.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. You know what the answer to that is, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Anything's possible. I would think that if it went well with Tommy Reese calling plays and the offense looks better, I would think that does nothing but benefit the entire team, including Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just weird he's talking about Ray Farmer, and I'm like, I guess so. He was right. I forgot about that Miami thing with Ray Farmer. That was kind of a pivotal point for Ray Farmer's career. Where is he now?
I think he's working for somebody.
I thought maybe was he working for Baltimore or something? I don't know. I
do not know exactly.
I wonder what book he's reading.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps.
Well, he's always reading a book.
I think.
And he would bring it up in every conversation.
I do think this is pivotal.
Ray Farmer is the senior personnel executive to the general manager of the Los Angeles Rams.
Ah, there you go. Rams, Ravens. I knew it was close.
This is the NFL. It's not the NBA. Do you want the Browns to win on Sunday? You know that whole draft talk is there, and it's valid, and you're competing with the Jets for a draft spot, and a quarterback probably in the draft of your choosing. Do you actually want them to win on Sunday?
I know there are fans that want to lose. Am I going to be upset or go crazy as I would if they were in the hunt or in the mix? No, I'm not. And if they lose, they lose. We need to see some sort of development and positive direction for this team, because I think that's why we all hang on to hope. But we still have blind faith anyway, as Tom Withers was sitting in here 2 weeks ago and just saying, what is wrong with us? From Monday until Saturday, we sit here and shred the team, and then we wake up on Sunday morning with an epiphany that they're going to win, and we expect them to win no matter who they play against. And so for this team and their best interest of the future, they need to walk out on the field every Sunday and try to win. They will have two opportunities in the first round to try to gain a quarterback if that's what they choose to do. We all know that it's a 50-50 shot with whoever you get in that first round. End of story. Doesn't matter where you pick in that first round.
I'd say it's more like 66%.
You're absolutely making that. There's no scientists.
I don't think it's 50-50. If you go in the first round, chances are you're going to be a player in the NFL.
That's true.
Not a great player.
Oh, Justin Gilbert, for sure. Totally get what
not
saying.
A great player.
No, yeah, I mean, Johnny Manziel, great. Like, totally. Yeah, you're 100% right. I'm not ripping you. I'm just saying, Jeff, there are a million examples.
So in other words, Andy, they drop into the 33% that I said might not make it.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
There's no guarantee. Go play the game.
Try to win.
And whatever happens, happens. Don't try to manipulate a situation.
Let your young guys learn what this is all about. This is how you win games. This is how you go through a season. This is the momentum we're trying to build.
Yes.
I agree. Jeff's in North Olmsted. Jeff, you want them to win on Sunday, Jeff?
I do, but I for some reason, I just don't see it happening.
You don't see them beating the Jets?
Here's the deal. First of all, a couple of things. Yesterday, you guys brought up one point I wanted to highlight. I didn't get a chance to get through yesterday.
Sure.
You were talking about bottom third offenses, and you guys highlighted Carolina. I thought that was interesting. And you know what's weird about it, and it makes no sense to me? They're in bottom third, but yet they have a winning record. So riddle me that. That's wild.
So you play, right?
Wild to me right now, right? So I wanted to talk about Dylan Gabriel today and how impactful and how important this – I think this is the biggest start of his career, and here's why. You have a Jets defense that's dismantled. They just traded away a Pro Bowler on the outside and a defensive tackle. If he cannot get the offense going against a bottom third defense, it's time to make the switch if Shadur is healthy. I don't want to talk about it a bunch, but that's just my thoughts on that. Now, going into the Tommy Reese thing, which I thought was interesting, and I'm thinking about this a little bit differently than most people are. Stefanski turning that over, I thought, was interesting for the sole purpose that if Reese fails, Stefanski does have an out because he can say, look, guys, I have the talent that Andrew Berry's given me. This is what it is. We couldn't be successful. Two different minds couldn't get it going. We need more talent.
And Jeff, let me throw in three different because Ken Dorsey last year.
Yeah, Ken Dorsey, add that in as well. Good point, Jeff. What I find interesting, though, is I don't think both of these guys make it out. But I definitely don't think they split the pair, right? Like, you can't say, oh, well, Barry hasn't done a good enough job. Let's keep Kevin or vice versa. I just don't see it happening at this point. But what I do think is interesting is if Tommy Reese does well, then it really puts a spotlight on Kevin. I can't stand a head coach who calls plays and is on the sidelines. I've never been a fan of that. There's very few who can do it well. Andy Reid, McVay, great minds. Kevin has not been able to do it well. The offense has had one good season. Maybe you can count two on the second playoff year, where we've seen some promise. But again, it goes back to weapons. Not having somebody like Jarvis Landry or Amari Cooper, who were both on the downsides of their prime, although still highly productive, weapons, weapons, weapons. I keep saying this. If we get lucky and we find out Shadur can do this or one of the vets down the road, all we need to do is get a veteran to go with one of these rookies and continue to build on the weapon side. It sounds so silly and it sounds so trivial and easy, but it really is. Get us weapons. That's all you guys need to do. And it's so frustrating because I want them to beat the Jets. I'd like to see this season finish out somewhat positive. Defense is the only thing we're looking at and hanging our hats on and saying, wow, this is going great. You know, and all I can say is if we can't beat the Jets, this season is literally over before we even made it to Thanksgiving. And I said it's already over now, but over to Thanksgiving in the aspect that we can't even find a silver lining or a positive in this. And that's as sorry as it can be.
Jeff, thank you very much for the phone call. And that's exactly my point. This is pivotal. If you can't beat the Jets, you're in trouble. And I agree with you, Andy. You want to win this football game. You're not playing for draft picks. You can nail a draft pick that's at number 20, and you could miss at number 10. You know, so just win some football games. We'll definitely win this game and figure out what happens next year in the draft when you get there. Scott's in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Scott.
How you doing?
I love Dallas, by the way. Good city.
It's nice in Dallas. It's like 72 degrees. It's perfect weather here today.
Nice.
Hey, so just to let you know, I was born and raised in Cleveland Heights.
Heights High!
I attended the Red Raid 88 game and also the drive. So a lot of history with the Browns.
Good res.
Yeah. So I have a theory. I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I think it's crazy, but hear me out. So you have an offensive coordinator. I want that offensive coordinator to 100% own the offense. And I want the defensive coordinator to 100% own the defense. And the same with the special teams coordinator. And I don't see any relationship other than momentum swings in the game between the offense and the defense, right? No relationship at all. If the offense is on the field, the offensive coordinator is the game manager and all that. So I guess, long story short, I think you need to expand the role of the general manager. In this case, Barry, who likes to hide out and not speak. But why do you need a head coach? I guess that's what I'm getting to. So I think you need to redefine the roles and make the OC own the offense, make the DC own the defense, special teams own the special teams, and general manager needs to speak up a little bit, but I don't know why you need a head coach.
Somebody's got to figure out if you're going for it on fourth down, Scott. Or is that your OC is going to do?
That's the offensive coordinator. The offense is on the field, he owns the game. And the defense is on the field, the defense owns the game. That's my thought.
Okay. I don't think it works, but it's an interesting concept.
So, no one has tried it, so...
That might tell you why.
Why?
Because it doesn't work. Wouldn't work.
Well, I don't know. What we have now doesn't work. And I don't want, Tommy Reese is going to be calling the game right? And but he's really not. I guarantee you, Stefanski's still like directing everything Tommy's doing, and so it's like it's an offensive quarter in name only, in my opinion.
All right, Scott, thank you. I disagree with that. If Kevin wanted to call the plays, he'd have just kept doing it.
Yeah, there is a part of me though. It was that phone call that. There's a part of me that said, I wonder if Kevin's like, look, I don't have the talent, and if people think this, I'm the reason why this is going on, I'm going to wash my hands of it for the second year in a row.
You really think that?
I think there's a part of it that he's like, look, unless he is, but I do think he's genuine and truthful when he says, I will do whatever it takes to be better. And if he thinks that getting better might be him not calling the plays, then so be it. But I do think that he could be washing his hands of this and saying, okay, we're going to watch Tommy Rees do this, and now let's see what it looks like. By the way, if it doesn't work for him the way it doesn't work for Tommy, he's basically saying, we don't have the talent. That's what he's saying. And if neither one of these guys gets fired when it's all said and done, then maybe we go back to the initial thinking of what ownership was saying, that we've got to get my general manager's got to get more talent. We see what he did last year. Let's keep moving forward. And I think if we get our head coach more talent, we'll have a better opportunity to eventually reach the goal that we all want.
I don't think Kevin needs to say, well, somebody else do it. They can't do it either.
Yeah, I don't think it's being as childish as you're making it out to be. I think that there's a legitimate.
The way you laid it out sounds like, well, look, it's not me, it's them. Watch, he can't do it either.
Maybe he needs to see that it's not him. Maybe he needs to see, okay, it truly is the talent. I can't coach these guys up. And maybe you think a head coach's job is to coach them up. I do in some ways, but you can't make a B-list star an A-list star if they can't act. So you can coach them up all you want. If you don't have the talent, it's not going to matter how much you're trying to coach them up. When you coach them up, you're getting limited value, I think, out of athletes to bring out what they're really good at, but there isn't much more than that singularity of the one thing that they can do very well.
Dennis is in Mentor. Hello, Dennis. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Hope everything's well over there. Yes. I was telling your call guy, you guys had your tinfoil hats ready?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So, I remember a picture right after the Browns had drafted Shedeur Sanders. There was a picture of three guys. I think it was Barry Stefanski, and it might have been Dee Podesta.
Yeah.
Haslam.
Oh, was it Haslam? Okay. Two of the three guys had a smile on their face. Which guy did not? Andrew Barry. My theory is that Andrew Barry is telling Stefanski, dude, make it work with Dylan Gabriel. I think that Stefanski's probably been watching this guy since rookie minicamp. Now, from Daryl Ryder to anybody else, has anybody actually even said that this guy has any kind of tools to run a pro offense? I haven't.
We've not heard that he's ready to play. How's that? Doesn't mean he won't be ready at some point, though, Dennis.
So I've been arguing with people saying, listen, Stefanski's job is on the hot seat. He's in the hot seat.
You would think
I do. If this guy was ready to play, I think he'd probably be playing and saving the job of his head coach and his general manager. That's my thought.
Dennis, thank you. That's the question that I think everybody's wondering. Well, if he's not ready to play, why would you put him on the field? You know,
yeah,
and if you want to know why he's not playing, first of all, they clearly like Dylan better from day one.
True.
Okay, so he's going to get the first look, unless in practice they saw something different. Because once you're drafted, you're just drafted. You're in, and if you're better, then you're going to play. It's not like they invested a first in Dylan, you know. So it's not like there's a huge capital there investment. So they obviously don't think he's ready to play yet or ready to be better than Dylan Gabriel yet. Maybe he will at one point. Maybe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.